Recorded live November 2013, Studio A. It's Alex Mariall.
This is a song that I wrote with a group of songs a few months after I moved back from Chicago in 2010. And those group of this particular group of songs kind of just came out one night, just kind of poured out subconsciously. I didn't really intend for anything to come out. And later on, I kind of found meaning in all of the songs that came out with this particular group of songs. And this song is called Telephone. It's kind of about, well, a lot of things, but one thing being kind of returning home. And finding that warm, safe place.
Just to get some love, just to get a little bit, yeah. But nobody's there and I'm going back all alone. So call her, my baby, call her on the telephone. Home, nothing left for her no more. Maybe she gone, maybe now she really gone. I've got to let it all go on the telephone. Babies anymore. What if my girl, could she give it a little more? Mm-hmm. Waiting by the telephone. I've loved you from day one. Hi, baby, now I want you to know. I guess I'm trying, maybe just a little too hard. I'm just another lonely man with a broken heart. Pins and needles running through my veins. Hi, baby, now here it comes again. Got too much now, and it ain't good. What I've got now, baby, I'll give to you now. Guess I'm pushing maybe just a little too far. I'm just another lonely man with a broken heart. You know that's right. What I'd give now just for another day. Some time with you, baby, you know I'd but I keep on hanging around and you ain't coming my way. That's right. To know I got too much now, it ain't good. What I've got now, Lord, I give to you now. I guess I'm pushing maybe just a little too far. I guess I'm crying now, maybe just a little too hard. Just another lonely man with a broken heart. Just another lonely man with a broken heart.
Another song off of my album called Six. This one's called Falling. Can't leave.
I don't know why I'm falling, baby. I don't know why. Just like coffee, she gets me going all the time. My baby's just like coffee now, she gets me going all the time. Well now she don't need no sugar, she is so sweet and fine. Heart beats like a bass drum when she stands so close to me. My heart beats like a bass drum when she stands so close to me. Well now when she whispers in my ear, you know she sound like a symphony. She's my coffee, baby. She gets me going all the time. Yeah. She don't need no sugar. She is so sweet and fine.
Well, Alex Mariel, the last time you were here, you were not the headliner, so to speak. and I want to ask you why you were happy about that.
Okay.
After the Collie Shaw band was done, we brought Collie and one of the other band members in, and I remarked to him about how surprising it was to see you playing his kind of music in the way you were playing it, because the Alex Mariel who was in my head was like a locomotive with an electric guitar, and suddenly there was this immensely delicate, you know, nimble player who was like, you know, who was so restrained in so many ways. Is this the kind of player you'd always been and the problem was my ears, or is there a progression from electric Alex, the locomotive, to the player we're hearing tonight?
I think it's a little bit of all of that.
I gave you a lot of choices.
Yeah, I think as I've gotten older, I got I went to school, I did a degree, I studied guitar a little bit more, practiced a little bit more than when I was younger. Got opened myself up to more kinds of music as I've gotten older and progressed as a musician and as a person first, and then as a musician. I think that as I've gotten older, I've developed those skills of being able to play with somebody like Colley and play more nimble or more in certain styles that I'm called to play in. I'm really happy about that, about not being the headliner, because partially because of that, I want to be diverse. And I just want to be the best musician I can be. So it's that's a testament to that.
Well, when it comes to Colley, you've also got sort of a racket going with him where it's difficult for a full band to go on the road, but the two of you will take off, drop into another city, and start creating musical relationships. Can you describe how that's worked up to now?
Yeah, we've gone on a couple of trips to Austin and L.A., where it'll be him and me, and we'll catch a flight, and we'll meet up with musicians in those cities. In Austin, we have a friend who plays bass, and he lives there full-time, so he knows drummers and anything else we need, he can provide for us. We'll get together when we get to those cities and have a little rehearsal, and we'll play some shows. So it seems to work out. I know Colley's material pretty well, and I really enjoy playing his material. So I can support him, and I can help leading the hired players a little bit so he doesn't have to worry about it as much, which I really enjoy. Because as a lead man, as a front man, I know how hard it is to lead the whole band. So I enjoy helping a front man with directing the band.
And he also has songs of yours that he really likes.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and he'll play with me. We haven't developed my material as much as we'd like with him, but he does play a new instrument called, well, not a new instrument, but a new instrument to me, a charango. And he'll play on some of my stuff with the charango, and it adds a really nice dynamic, very beautiful sound. And he plays on a couple other songs too. We're trying to get him to play some bass on my stuff, and I'll play bass on his stuff. So all we need is a drummer. Like, we don't even need to find a bass player. We're trying to be the nomadic duo.
You'll be the cream of the
yeah.
Now the latest album, Six, was percolating for a long time, but it's sort of had a soft rollout up to now. So people may still not be aware of this album. And also most of these songs come out, everything is original, I think, on this mm-hmm. record. And they all come out after a time you spent outside of New Mexico mm-hmm. and coming back. There's a lot of heartbreak and longing in this record, even though most of the songs are really bright and energetic. Is there a backstory to these songs?
I think there's kind of a natural backstory that, I tend to just do things off, without really sitting down and planning them out. They just kind of, brew inside of me or ferment inside of me, just kind of percolate out as they need. I don't know if I'm using the right words there, but you know what I mean? And, that particular album, and I haven't toured it and I haven't promoted it so much yet because I've been busy doing other things. So yes, you're right. Most people might not know about it quite yet, which I'm hoping to try and change that soon. But it came from a time when I was living in Chicago for a little less than a year and had some wonderful, amazing experiences, some life changes and life, and came back to New Mexico and started teaching guitar and revamping my career again. And it just kind of came out of me. And it also touched on some themes from before I went to Chicago. There's a lot of heartbreak. But the experiences were not bad experiences. They were struggles. but a lot of blessings, you know, hard times, but good times, you know, ultimately.
Well, if I go back to some of your recordings before this, I mean, for me, one of the emblematic songs out of yours is, and it's the one I've played the most, is Sometimes You Gotta Do What You Don't Want.
Wow, that's cool. Nice.
Which is, it's a soul song, but it's also got some of that lyrically. It's about facing difficult choices, but it's a very happy song.
True, yeah.
How does that develop? I mean, is this just part of your natural sort of yin yang as a songwriter, or are there other things going into this?
I think, I mean, I just tend to write from my experiences, which I think most writers probably do, and that's kind of my ongoing theme of. Apparently, in my personal life, that seems to be my ongoing theme. So it's just creeping into my songs, you know, which makes sense. I want to be a sincere writer, so I'll take it.
So when we're looking for you out playing in New Mexico, at least over these next few months, we can see you solo. We can see you with Kali Shaw Band, and you've been working with a percussionist and a drummer.
Yeah, I've been doing a lot of duo work where it's just myself and a drummer, and the drummer will play a full drum set, and I'll play acoustic guitar. And I've just developed a style of playing with my rhythmic playing on the guitar that I feel like we do pretty well as a duo. It's a little bit different than it's a little different than with a bass player. My soloing I have a different approach when it's just a duo. I have to really, I have to approach space and time a little differently. When I have a bass player, I have a different kind of support behind me. So it's just a different approach, a different plan of attack, essentially.
Is the difference that when you have the bass player, you can go single note solo, and when you're all strings, you have to be working between chords and single notes?
Yeah, you have to really be mindful of your space. Like with the bass player, I know there's going to be a harmonic accompaniment. You know, the bass is playing a tone that your ear can recognize. Whereas if it's, so I can do a lot more single note stuff. I don't have to switch back from a single note to a full strum to a single note. I can just stay with that single note because the bass is supporting harmonically. And then when I'm playing with the drummer, there's tones, but it's the drums. So you have, you know, the cymbals are hitting tones that your ear does not recognize as harmony. And the toms are the closest thing you'll get to that. The closest thing you'll get to replicating any kind of bass or any kind of low end. So I always tell the drummer, use the toms to your advantage whenever we're doing a duo, because I get a lot more low end as with a bass player. But still, it's the ear doesn't quite recognize it. Like, it definitely doesn't recognize it as a bass. But I do get a little bit of support. But in that situation, I'm always like mindful of how I'm going to slip in some licks, how I'm going to slip in a solo. Where it's going to work and where it might not. So I have to hear it kind of before I do it or as I do it and be aware of it all. There's going to be a lot of like hitting a chord and then going into a solo and then going back into a chord again, mm-hmm. and going back. It's almost like I'm implying what the bass is doing,
mm-hmm.
by hitting a chord and then hitting.
Yeah, and it's like a set of fill notes coming after.
Yeah,
the chord,
exactly.
And then you go back in.
This song is a song that I'm really proud of. It's stylistically a departure for me, and it's on my new album Six as well. And it's my friend Kali Shaw. It's his favorite of my songs, I think. At least I think so, because he's always asking for it when I play live. So send this one out to Kali Shaw and his band. My days are dark, shades of purple and blue, and I think bad things when I look at you. But love is something we do. We got to choose what we're gonna do. And I want to be there in your good light. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. I got to be there in your good light. Lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. And I move through time.
time like a wishing well. And my coins spin round and round, but my feet move without a look, and they do as I choose. And I want to be there in your good light, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. I got to be there in your good light, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey, lovey-dovey all the time. Your good light, lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Lovey dovey, lovey, lovey dovey, lovey, lovey dovey, lovey, lovey dovey, lovey, I love it, I love it. Lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Lovey dovey, lovey dovey, lovey dovey all the time. Love it, love it, love it, love it, love it, love it all the time.
This is one of my favorite songs by the Black Keys.
That's gone, run a mile to see him smile, but you don't know he's door to door, playing you for the fool. Let him go, walk out your door, come to me, I'm gonna set you free. Now you look, there you go, back to him, he's gonna do you in, take you down, run you round, treat you wrong, then he's gone. Let him go, walk out your door, come to me, I'm gonna set you free. You hold on to love that's gone, run a mile to see him smile, but you don't know he's door to door, playing you for the fool. Let him go, walk out your door, come to me, I'm gonna set you free, set you free, I set you free, I set you free, I'll set you free, I'll set you free. Lot to do before she gets going again, cleaning out the space in her head. She can't be wrong. She sits in bed with what she read. Off of his teeth and a smile that bite as bright as the lights when he says, hey, pretty mama, don't you wanna go now back down, back down, back down to where we were before? Making so much fools of ourselves on the dance floor, dance floor, dance floor. Don't tell me now that you're gonna back down away from my door. I've got a whole lot to do with the rain clouds building in my head. More often now life feels like a big threat. But she is as a friend, she knows where the ways I've led. But we both don't know all the lies and the fights on the inside I've been having a witness. So hey pretty mama, don't you wanna go now back down, back down, back down to where we were before? Making so much fools of ourselves on the dance floor, dance floor, dance floor. Don't tell me now that you're gonna back down. Don't tell me now that you're gonna back down away from my door. You wanna go now back down to where we were before? Making so much fools of ourselves on the dance floor, dance floor, dance floor. Don't tell me now that you're gonna back down. Don't tell me now that you're gonna back down away from my door. From my door. For my door, for my door.
And that is Alex Marial, solo acoustic, recorded by Ramon Garcia from our own Studio A. Remember, Alex Marial and an unnamed player will be part of Duopalooza on June 8th in Albuquerque, beginning at 1 o'clock at the Marble Brewery. Also there will be Todd and the Fox, Sage and Jared, Baba, and others. We may have a chance to hear more about that event before it takes place. But what takes place now is Route 66 coming up right now.